apply.
Lies, secrets, and cover-ups that could apply to immigration, priests abusing children, and problems at the border. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Let's talk about oil. The U.S. is the world's third largest crude oil producer, but what does that mean? If you look at it, we still have to import most of the oil we use. In fact, 43% of the oil used in the U.S. is domestically produced. 57% is imported. Yeah. So while we could wind the clock back to a couple of years ago and give you a statistic like this one, in 2008, the U.S. produced 10% of the world's petroleum but consumed 23%. The numbers aren't great. We already know that. Weaning ourselves off of our dependence on that foreign oil. So the president unveils a plan to open the U.S. coastal waters in the Atlantic all the way from Delaware down to Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, to oil and natural gas drilling. Drill, baby, drill. This should have happened decades ago. There has been a 20-year moratorium on drilling. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with what happens in the West Coast. That will stay. That will stand because you see those platforms up and down the coast already, particularly in that Santa Barbara, Goleta area. So the move is one that has infuriated environmentalists and activists along those same lines. But how dependent is too dependent on what we're getting from foreigners? And where do we get it all? Where are we pulling it out of? Well, we know the answers to those questions. We get way too much out of the Middle East, like Iraq, Iran, you know, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, which is what our problem, so many of our problems stem from, with how precariously we have to step around things in the Middle East, and in the Caribbean and, you know, whatnot, and even Canada, too. So the bottom line is this is long overdue. The not drilling scenario shouldn't have happened. I mean, there is a reason to drill. There is a reason to do that. And now you have people that are talking about what is the impact? What's going to be the impact on offshore drilling? What does that do to us in the United States? Right away, you're not going to see any impact as far as when you pull up at the pumps, because it's 7-8 years down the line. Even though this plan was announced midweek and this expansion of oil drilling off the coast could lead to an ease in gas prices, it's not happening overnight. There certainly would be more jobs. If you talk about the swath that we're talking about, you'd have more guys that would work on the platform, maybe women too, more people that would work on the platforms and be involved in all different aspects of this. So now that we've got this momentum back for offshore drilling, and this started when gas was above $4 a gallon. I said this on one of our last shows. So many of you would just blow up the phone lines to complain and bellyache about $4, and I was right there with you. And we don't want to pay high prices for gasoline. We don't. Most of us are in situations where how are you getting around it, though, because you have to have your car. Even if you're conserving gas, let's say, you don't live in an area where you can commute, and you don't live in an area where there's great public transportation. So now we're going to see the drilling. We'll probably see lower oil prices eventually, but it's going to happen so far down the line. And here's the other problem. I know that I've talked about this, too. We've had plenty of people in the oil business on America Tonight over the years. In fact, next week we're going to talk to someone who knows how to do it the clean way and is doing it. There's a big article about his company in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week, and we're going to talk about that in the drilling and refining and all that stuff. But anyway, how much oil is there for the taking? How much oil is beneath the outer continental shelf? Or what's left at the Gulf of Mexico? The answer is, you know, we don't know. And not knowing that, and then you look at the years, the maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, however many years, to see any kind of an impact in our domestic fuel production, the answer is the impact on us is nil right now. Now, with jobs, when you're talking about new rigs, you're talking about people working offshore, and some of those jobs are high-paying jobs, jobs that have salaries, $80,000, $90,000, that kind of stuff. So it's good from the business sense of job creation, but that, too, it does not flip overnight either. And then there is people worrying about the people that worry about the beach lines and what's going to happen there. People up and down the eastern seaboard now concerned about the shores. What are our shorelines going to look like? What does this mean? Environmental groups, as I mentioned, are on fire over this, and they say the economic gain isn't worth the damage to our beaches, what the rigs will do in Virginia. What if you have spills, and what if you have leaks from oil platforms, and what about the storage situations? And, you know, this is the wrong path to go. And the answer to that is then we can't be dependent on oil, because we can't depend on foreign oil any longer, and we can't develop all of these alternatives, these so-called clean alternatives, overnight either. And it's not affordable for most people, too. So we have to have it. We have to have that development, or we're going to have to walk everywhere, ride a bicycle, or have a different way of life. And it's just not feasible. And I guess that is the best answer. So if you want to toss them in, was this a big mistake, and does it amount to really not that much, and is it worth it? Feel free to do that, 800-259-5791. It's part of that lies, secrets, and cover-ups, because all of this could have happened before and the impact wouldn't have been as great, and we'd be feeling the more positive impacts of what we would reap by now, and some of the things that could have been developed as well to help protect the environment along the way. Protection is the name of the game when it comes to the Vatican and Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict, we all know this, is being slammed by the victims' lawyers of being responsible for a huge cover-up of sexual abuse of kids by priests, specifically drawn back to what happened in Wisconsin with the 200 deaf boys, which is just a sickening story. It goes back to that secrecy thing and the lies and the cover-ups and the scandals. So there's documentation that does go back, all the way back to the days of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, and the fact that they were warned about this one particular priest who, in fact, ripped apart those lives in Wisconsin by abusing those kids. So the lawyers are being relentless about this in representing the victims. The Vatican says it's not right, and the church is, well, the Pope is separate, and it's a separate issue, and it shouldn't touch the Pope. But what do you say? More on that coming up around the bend, and border issues.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Can you feel it? See it? Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens too fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's not right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of reach.
Coming up a little bit later in the show, a cheap movie review, Clash of the Titans, the last song, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2, and The Greatness. Maybe there's decent movie in that mix. Or maybe you wait until it comes out on DVD. You're a Netflix person, or you just go to the Redbox. Everybody know about the Redbox, I trust, in America? Okay, even if you don't have 2 cents to rub together, it does only cost you a dollar. It's the best. I was introduced to it when I made my little jaunt to see family in Orlando back at Thanksgiving, and it's the coolest. At 7-Elevens or Piggly Wiggly's or wherever, whatever your convenience store is, they probably have them set up, or your big grocery store, and they do get pretty frontline movies. This isn't a paid advertisement, by the way. I just thought it was really cool. I wish I had come up with the idea myself. Coming up, we're going to check the mail, plus we can count. And we can count numerous times, that I have discussed the issue of the Catholic Church covering up for the priests who fondled, molested, and did irreparable damage to young boys' hearts, minds, and physical being decade after decade after decade, and the church covered it up, and now they're paying for those sins, not just in dollars, but in the the way the Catholic Church is being perceived by many people. It's not fair to toss a blanket over, but that's like anything that we talk about. There are stereotypes and there's, you know, ridiculous statements. It's not every Catholic. It's not every diocese. It's not every church. There are fabulous people who help many, many, many people and give their lives over to God and do whatever they can to help people. But sadly, the church made the biggest mistake ever in continuing to do the same thing and not owning up to the mistakes and getting rid of the priests who ruined the lives of so many, too many, countless young people. So the scandal goes on and on from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, etc. And now the Vatican is not happy with one New York Times article. The Vatican is saying that the media reports alleging the Pope himself mishandled a series of abuse cases before he was elected is wrong, is not fair. The New York Times had a big expose about this very thing. So the man who succeeded the Pope as head of the Vatican's doctrinal department, easy for me to say, William LaVeda, is saying on a big rambling statement on the website that this is ill-begotten and it's just slamming the Pope, and that they need to reconsider how they're attacking Pope Benedict and give a better balanced view of him and show the world that he's a leader it can count on and should count on. Now, see, that's, like, ridiculous because no reporter's going for that anyway. And they did have their facts correct before they went with the story. The Vatican is denying that cover-up over that abuse, I'll say it again, of the 200 deaf boys by Reverend Lawrence Murphy, and that was from 1950 to 74. That's how long it went on. The Times reported, I'll say it one more time and then I'm off of it, that the Vatican and Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, get it, were warned about Murphy, but he was not taken out of his position. The Times is standing by what they're saying because of the reporting and the documents. They wouldn't have gone with that story as much as reporters could make mistakes, and the Times has bungled things up. Hello, we know that. Blair, ring a bell with anybody out there. But they're not the only ones who have gone through and come up with this documentation. So it does bring up the fair or foul question. Why is he untouchable? Because he's the head of the state of a separate thing, the Vatican. And, you know, there is a crisis of confidence that's in the Catholic Church. And the more the abuse cover-ups and lies come out of the past, the more people are turned off by what they're hearing. And they don't understand why there's no accountability. And that's it. If you have a leader of a church who's calling for accountability, I thought about this, and I don't care if it's a small church, mega church, whatever, who it is, who's leading the church. If they're calling for accountability and preaching to you about accountability in your own personal life, then doesn't that person have to be accountable, particularly when they are definitely linked in some scandalous activity that in many cases led to the destruction of just way too many lies. So there comes the part about lies, secrets, and cover-ups, this time in the Catholic Church with the Pope. Then we move from that to what's going on at the border. And immigration is at the core of so many problems that we are having, not just in border states, but states that are even further up north, because, you know, you're mostly thinking about the Southwest or California and Arizona and Texas and whatnot. And when the rancher was killed this week and that story broke, and he was a man who was a Good Samaritan guy, and he helped a lot of people who crawled on their bellies, were bleeding to death, help them get on their feet, help them on their way, people who were left for dead, people who were starving and had nothing to drink. And so it goes. He's killed. He's murdered. And it looks like it's in a situation of an illegal. And, you know, how awful for somebody who helped people that were trying to just come in into this country illegally. And now it turns out that the tables were turned. The one thing this has done is shining yet another light on the problems at the border. And why, oh, why this continues to be something that will bubble up. It'll be discussed on talk shows. It'll be discussed on the Sunday shows about the politics of immigration. And then it goes away. Because everybody wants to get elected again, and they don't want to deal with the fallout of taking a hard stand on illegal immigration. And I think if you're an elected official, you cannot have it both ways. It is black and white. There are very few gray areas. And either you're going to do something about it and you have a plan, or you agree with some of the suggestions that are out there, or you don't, and you think that the people that are here should be granted amnesty across the board and fined or whatever it is. But there's this weird chicken and mouse game. I call it chicken and mouse because it's more like chicken and mouse that's going on with politicians and immigration, and that's the problem. Somebody who hasn't shied away from it, though, is Governor Bill Richardson, because New Mexico is right in the thick of some very hard problems thanks to things that have happened along the border, and he thinks Americans should feel safe in light of some of the things that have happened. And recently I happened to see him on the show, and here's what he had to say.
Well, I believe that the program, actually at the end of President Bush administration, where he consulted with governors, where governors maintained authority of the National Guard, so we are for a presence on the border. I just ordered my National Guard in New Mexico to go to that area that you mentioned, which is the border of Arizona and New Mexico. The rancher killed had some very strong New Mexico ties. So I do believe we need a permanent presence, more border patrol, more National Guard in the border, the Guard doing basically secondary work to the Border Patrol, mainly technical, because the border violence, it's now related to drugs, to cartels fighting each other, to violence affecting Americans like that one that was killed. Yeah, I'm not going to contest that. What I do know is that the Mexican government, the president especially, is making a major effort to fight the cartels, investing a lot of manpower, law enforcement at the border. Unfortunately, the border violence has not abated, so we've got to protect our citizens. And look, I want to see comprehensive immigration reform, but if we're going to have legalization, earned legalization, not citizenship, it has to be coupled with a stronger law enforcement and lessening of violence on the border.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you.
Time once again, since I'm always pumping up AmericaTonight.net, to go to that little old feature, and, you know, it's the old-fashioned thing. It's the snail mail thing, but time to go to the mail so we can see what you have to say.
Mail is here!
Ooh! I love that. Can we hear that again?
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
I feel like I'm in the room with Homer Simpson when I hear that. Okay, so anyway, let's do that without further ado. How about this? And this one's from Jake the Snake, not to be confused with Jake the Snake Plumber, you know, football player, quarterback, not that Jake the Snake, just a different Jake the Snake, who listens to us on KJCE in Austin, Texas. Jake says, Kate, we've been talking about drilling now for the past couple of days. It's about time. This should have happened a long time ago. 2008, all the discussion was there when Bush was on his way out, if you remember. And why there was this moratorium, I don't really get it in the first place. It's put us behind the eight ball, to steal your expression. And we are completely reliant on foreign oil. What do we do as the costs go up? That's the problem, and that's when people squeal. Absolutely right, Jake. I said it. You hit $4. That seems to be the threshold now, or get close to $4, and everybody gets upset. And they don't understand, oh, wow, oil, we can't, what am I going to do? I've got this, got six kids, and we have to have a big vehicle, and we're just the SUV. What are we going to do? It's all paid off, and, you know, I can't afford it. I can't afford to drive it, and there are not many options for me. Yeah, so here's the thing. It's what I said. The electric car could have been an option, but that was killed 15, 20 years ago, when by now it might have been much more widespread. And why? That was to keep us dependent on oil. So it's the shoulda, woulda, coulda thing when we talk about energy. And then it's the push-pull over the environmentalists getting upset and problems, ultimately, if there's a big spill and how it's highlighted versus, well, let's go green, let's come up with other alternatives. But the coming up with other alternatives, like I mentioned, the electric car was in place and was killed by GM. So it wouldn't be such a novel thing, and it probably would be more affordable by now. But you can't go back into the past. So we can't cry over the spilled milk. We have to move forward, and that means the drill, baby, drill scenario is the best we can do. To do that, develop those other renewables, and also the two nuclear plants that are coming online in Georgia. That's what we have to do at this point. Watch other plants perhaps go up. That's the problem with the ethanol thing. It's not massively produced at all in the United States, and to get it to that point, it's going to take a long, long time. There's like a theme that emerges here, besides follow the money, you know how I say that? It's going to take a long time. That's going to take 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Anytime we're talking about something political, think about it. Healthcare, immigration, the effects of oil drilling, when we'll see them at the pump, almost everything. I'm just going to get a notebook, and I'm going to put guesstimates, kind of like they do at the Congressional Budget Office, of when I think a project's going to actually benefit us. And it's going to be filled with things. I already gave you three of them. Here's one from our pal, Barry David. And Barry says, hello to you and all your America Tonight listeners. I've really been enjoying the show lately, because as you describe it, the zigging and the zagging, it's just interesting. I turn on some of the local guys, and it seems as though they stick on one thing and one thing only, and it's beating the crap out of Barack Obama. You, my friend, take your jabs, but it's not the main theme of the show. I like it. Keep it up. Okay, here's one from... It's too boring to keep staying on the same thing to me. And maybe it's because we all have ADD, and I definitely have some form of ADD. I don't know. Edward Samica says, hello, been listening to the show now for quite some time. And I have to say, when I can stay awake, to be honest, I like when you talk about the We Can Count stuff. I love it that people are actually starting to know the segment. When you can remember the segment, that's a good thing. Where do you get your information? Well, the information is from everywhere. I mean, from everywhere, from all kinds of news sources, from a conversation, from something I happen to see on a cable show or a network show or a piece I read, just like everybody else. News is everywhere. You just have to pluck it from different sources. There's the low-hanging fruit. There's the stuff you're developing yourself. And the rest of it. It's amazing how much there is out there. And I guess really more it's about culling it down, if anything. I think it's tougher to do that. It's tougher to try to make sense of it, to throw out, you know, the garbage out and figure out what it is that's the meat, I guess. Okay, here's one from Big Al. I don't consider myself a Republican or a Democrat, but I usually vote Democratic. I've been listening to your show for the last year. I can't say that a lot has changed, except that I really enjoy conservative radio, and I enjoy your show tremendously. I have found a lot of my views have changed, and I argue with my dad a lot now, because he is a straight-up Dem. Keep up the good work, Al. It's good that you can argue. It's good that you're arguing with your dad. You know, that whole thing about politics and religion, and you can't talk about it, I think it's so bogus. I grew up, I mean, I get it. If it's a really wild, hot crowd, I guess you don't want to go there because then people could get ugly and you would ruin whatever the event is that you're at. But let's just say family. I grew up in a family, Big Al, it sounds like yours, where you came to the dinner table with an opinion. You went around, you came, you know, you might get shut down, but you came to the table with some kind of opinion on something. And I think that was also what was drilled into my head was the whole voting thing. Like, I didn't even, and I guess somehow I lost this, but when I was a kid, I didn't even think so much that, oh, voting is an option. I thought voting was what you had to do because we talked about it so much, talked about who was running and all that sort of stuff. All right, I'm going to take a break from the mailbag. Thanks to all who sent their emails in. You know where to find me, americatonight.net. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, it's quiet tonight behind you. I have to ask you, I said it was like the mystery sound. You said it was your machine. What was your machine that was running the other night?
I was making parts, stamping out parts.
Oh, it was stamping out parts.
Yeah.
Cool.
But tonight, we got to clean up because we got new customers coming through tomorrow to the plant.
Okay, so it's going to be, it's quiet.
Yeah, we had to clean up tonight and get ready for the big tour. New customers are coming through tomorrow, so
that's good.
More business. Yeah,
good.
More business, more work, more overtime.
That's
I
good.
I got enough. Hey, did you get your pink hat?
I didn't get my pink hat yet.
No.
I will.
Did you see them?
I did see them. After you said that, I was scrambling to find them. Yes, it's funny.
But that's something.
It is.
Oh,
only
boy.
You. Only you would come up with that, pluck it out of obscurity.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with people in this world, you know? I mean, are they on too much Ritalin when they're kids or something, or what?
Too much Ritalin. I just said we all have ADD, so maybe there
ADD.
Is something.
Yeah, that could be, too.
It could be what it is. I mean, you know, the thing is, pink hats for the pink society, right?
Yeah.
The pink hat society. You think there'll be any pink hats at the plant?
No.
And I don't think so either.
No, it's a family-owned business, so they can do what they want. So, no, I just don't know. I mean, you see all these wackos wanting to do something or harass people and can't leave nothing alone. I don't know. We talk about it at work tonight. But people just look like they're going to lose their minds and go crazy. Change, I guess. I don't know if it's for the worse or for the better. Hello?
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206
for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, sit down. One more time. Crazy. In a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. And your band is fine and groovy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Shocking story, gruesome story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to pick it up there. I almost thought it was an April Fool's story that somebody had sent me, but there was a head, there was a torso, and it was inside of a biohazard tub that arrived at a Kansas company, and I guess it got worse. Six more heads and torsos showed up in the next week after somebody dismembered the bodies with a chainsaw or another cutting kind of device. And they're investigating this New Mexico company that was supposed to have donated the organs in the bodies to science and had the remains cremated. Oh, this is going to be a bad one. You know this. One man whose father's head and torso showed up in Kansas in the shipment said the family got ashes of what they thought was their father after he died of a stroke. Now they're in complete shock over this. And the owner of BioCare Southwest, that's the company, is saying they had nothing to do with these body parts. And you have to figure they're investigating this. I mean, what is the motive to this selling body parts? It seems likely, doesn't it, with this cremation thing? BioCare sends the remains for cremation and gives the ashes to families. And their website, if you go to their website, it says their mission is to advance medicine through donated, non-transplantable human tissue so that scientists can study a donor's organs to better understand disease. Ooh. I have a feeling that there are going to be a lot of families that are going to get some sad calls that they are going to be just stunned about. But remember, and I was living back east then, there was a New Jersey funeral home guy who made millions of bucks by just basically plundering hundreds and hundreds of bodies that were sent to funeral homes on the East Coast and then selling the parts. Sometimes they were diseased, and the tissues to medical companies. And remember, it got big headlines because there were so many families that were stunned, but also because without permission, Alistair Cook, who was the host of Masterpiece Theater, was one of the bodies in the family, was completely blown away by that. And, you know, there's always people that are willing to trip the line of, I call it tripping the line of bad karma. So I think that in the case of these parts and the situation in New Mexico, it's going to turn up something that people aren't going to want to hear about. And definitely not families. This is something you probably don't want to hear about, but it's almost inevitable, isn't it? You follow the bouncing ball, follow the money, follow the terrorists. So we have this quandary, I will call it, with Guantanamo. Guantanamo that was supposed to be closed January 22nd. That's what the intentions were of this administration. That didn't happen, and we knew that wasn't going to happen. And then the idea of where do you move the people that are there, the war combatants or whatever you want to call them. And now they're actually confirming that the growing list of about 100 or so people that have already been released over the years from Guantanamo Bay, you know, when their countries took them back, have returned to terrorism. So isn't that great? So the people held there, boom, they're off doing the same thing. And it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise. So while this debate is raging over what is the right thing to do with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, ooh, in New York, not in New York, off some other place, what to do with those that are still being housed at Guantanamo, build this facility, beef up this facility in Illinois. It'll add jobs to a depressed area, put them there. And the one thing that constantly is missing, and even the head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, said this, testified to this a couple of different times, the concern is also over the radicalization of current prisoners when they are housed in a similar situation, even if there is separation, even if they're completely separate, there are too many risks involved, and yet we continue to hammer this and debate this after spending how much, people forget how much was spent on Guantanamo. You know, what is the answer? Sorry, keep them there. So if a couple of people in France think that we're animals and terrorists, so be it. Anne is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Anne.
Thank you, yeah. Man, we've had some beautiful weather up here.
In Missouri,
in the
huh?
80s. Can you imagine in the 80s?
Ooh.
In early April, it's supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow, too.
That's great.
That's not what I call to talk about, but boy, it sure rejuvenates you.
You know what? After you've been through a rough winter, too, and some rough weather, it does. You're right.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that weather makes you appreciate this weather all the more.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Winter kills me. It hurts my joints really, really bad. But here in Missouri, we had a the funeral director who anybody can get by with this or even would want to, but instead of burying people or doing with it what the families wanted, he stashed away bodies in different rooms in his funeral home. Some of the patrons that came there started talking about the smell, and they investigated, and there were like 7, 8, 9 bodies stashed. Needless to say, the impressive gentleman is no longer doing service.
Oh, that's awful. I don't know how. Gosh, I don't know how someone lives with themselves and with doing that. They just have ice water in their veins, I guess.
Well, we also had a gentleman. I worked with a director and also worked with his wife, who they moved to California, and she worked. She had her own lab, and they couldn't find him and. After investigating, they had put him, she and a helper, put him in a drum of acid, alive, and they found him a couple of days after this was done. It doesn't seem possible that anybody can do that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem possible. Yeah.
You have a very blessed, happy Easter weekend, okay?
Thank you, and you too. What if you're talking about some really sad subjects, but also in you could hear in her voice, obviously, there is something about that sunshine. It's kind of like we're all hibernating, we're like polar bears, and then when the sun hits us, it's like a brand new day, isn't it? Absolutely, and I second that. Happy Easter week to those of you celebrating. Of course, you've got Friday, and then you swing into Sunday. And Sunday is big everywhere. You know what they say, the old joke was everybody, churches are jammed because everybody shows up at Christmas and at Easter. And it's true. You drive by and you see parking lots where they almost looks like a concert. You're just going down the road and you look over to the right and to the left side, and you say, wow, look at all these people that showed up, and they're dressed up, too. They actually shined their shoes this time around. If you have any thoughts, again, just like we went to our mailbag segment, we're going to try to be more vigilant about that and go there at least once a show. Send them to us. Anything that's on the top of your mind, americatonight.net.